Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for February 20th. God expects us to think rightly toward others. And let none of you devise evil against his brother in your heart. Zechariah 7, 10b. It seems that brothers and sisters are naturally good at annoying their siblings. It's natural to love our family members, but sometimes it's hard to like them. Brothers and sisters seem to know just the right buttons to push in order to annoy one another. Our God is not like that. Think about it. What would we think of God if he were the kind of God who would say, devise evil against your brother? Our God doesn't say that. No way. He says, let none of you devise evil against his brother in your heart. God is holy, and he has an opinion about the secret thoughts you have toward your brothers and sisters. Right now, you may have no desire to be pals with your brother or sister. When they grow older, though, brothers and sisters often become the closest of friends. You might never dream that you could be good friends as grown-ups, even if your family ends up spread out all over the country. In fact, you might think, no way, impossible. When you're in the middle of an argument, you can think only of ways to get back at that brother or sister. You might even feel tempted to think of him or her as your enemy. In his sovereign wisdom, God has placed us in the families and neighborhoods and churches where we live. We may not have perfect families. We may not even like some of our family members. But to spend time dreaming up ways to make them miserable, that is the opposite of God's command. When we do these things to the people God has put in our lives, it's like we're telling God that he had made a mistake and that he should have given us better people to live with. In our natural sinfulness, we react against people, especially if we believe they've hurt us or wronged us. If we think people deserve punishment, we want to deal it out to them. And we cannot change our minds about people on our own. Where does that kind of heart change come from? What helps brothers and sisters change from enemies into friends? It's not what, but who. God changes our hearts. God shows us how much he loves us, and then he shows us how much we should love the people he has given us. God tells us in 1 John 4:20, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? When we refuse to think evil toward others, we honor God for his wisdom and goodness. And he can help us think rightly toward one another. When God changes your heart, you'll not want to spend your time thinking of ways to hurt people. Ask God to forgive you of sinful thoughts toward him and others. God will change your heart and help you obey his word. We honor and obey God when we think rightly toward others. Do I think of ways to get back at people? Do I ask for God's help to change my mind about others? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for February 20th.